a small charity based in Hyderabad in India, in Andhra Pradesh. And we run a church out there, or there is a church out there. We support a church. There's a school right beside a rubbish dump where rubbish pickers collect rubbish every day, and we provide education for children that wouldn't otherwise have an education, hot meals for them. We have a Bible college there, an orphanage. We run microfinances. And teams each year go out, and teams from this church, as I say, have gone out. And for the last 4 years, I have been able to take out a group of women to run conferences for women out there. This year, we were a small team, three of us went. A lady called Jane Mottram, who had never been to India before, and also Yvonne Stevenson, who had been once before. And so now I'd just like to invite Yvonne to come up and just give her testimony of what she did out there. And then we'll run on to see Jane. Jane can't be here today. She's got to work. So she has recorded a message for us. And then I am going to come, get up, back up and speak. Thank you.
Thank you. I was, as Sarah said, lucky enough to go to India 2 years ago and loved it. I met God there smack in the face, who shook me around a bit and told me a few things, which I duly came back and did. Being baptized was one of them. So this time I thought, what can you do now? Why do we doubt? So going back was amazing. I saw some of the young women who were little girls last time, and they were grown-up young women. Having a daughter myself, I do know they go from 12 to 22 in probably 1 year, and these young girls did, and it was lovely to see how they'd grown and developed. And a lot of that was through the work of Agape, particularly the school. Having one meal a day certainly helps you to grow. But it was very different from last visit. It was a smaller team, but we were a good team together. We laughed a lot. We cried a lot, and I know Jane and I were scared a few times, supported brilliantly by Sarah and Carolyn, who is out there. We travelled this time, we travelled a lot. We travelled from Hyderabad for about 4 or 5 hours, one direction, that way, which on the map you'll know, and then we travelled that way. And we travelled on their main road, the Mumbai High Road, which if you went on the M1, you wouldn't expect to see a lorry driving straight at you at night with its headlights and then just swerving, but that's normal, and God saved us. But we traveled back in time. We traveled back to the Bible times. We saw men in white bandages or bandage costumes leading ox carts with big wooden wheels and no lights and piled high with sugar beet, and we could have been anywhere except my mobile worked in the middle of nowhere and I could tell my husband where I was, bizarrely. The two conferences we led were, we did the same conference twice. We went to two small places in India. The first, we were welcomed. We could feel God, we could feel the presence there, we were welcomed in. The women and the children wanted to hear more. They wanted to, they knew God, but they wanted more. And we found it, I wouldn't say an easy conference, but it was much, much simpler to give our words. Jane and I were leading the children's work, and we had a lot of colour, love, prayers, and the children gave us colour, love and prayers back. We did simple things. We did stories, songs and colouring, and a lot of the dads came and did songs and colouring with us. And we played. We played ball, we played chase, and we hopefully let the children have a little bit of child time. We made prayer bracelets. We had beads, and I'd got slightly worried about how many beads we'd have, but we could have probably made bead bracelets for the whole of India with the amount I'd taken. Luckily, because everybody wanted to make them, but we just wanted them to remember people, whether it was themselves, whether it was school, whether it was something. So they'd got their prayer bracelets, and hopefully they've still got their prayer bracelets and can remember why they wanted to pray. I did some health talks in both places, and those were sad, really. We're in a country that's got an abundance of fruit and veg, and Karen, who's been out before, has been working with the ladies. We work on encouraging hand washing, but we were trying to encourage nutrition, and they don't eat any of their fruit and veg because of the old wives' tales. They've got, you know, bananas and fruit causes colds, and if you want to get pregnant, which all the women want to get pregnant when they're married, you don't eat fruit. So they're, you know, this abundant country, then they're not using what they've got. So that was interesting to try and dispel some of those myths. We had a question and answer time, and some of the ladies' questions were, I think, just very sad. Why do their children cry when they wee? Because they're not drinking enough. But the water they're drinking is not very clean, so it's all a vicious circle. So it was trying to talk through that. I did get asked what I would do about snake bites, but I'm actually not very good on snake bites. So, in India, the culture is that you have boys. Boys are what you want. Girls are really not much use apart from being baby machines. So having only got one daughter, I was very proud to say, God has given me a girl and I'm blessed by my daughter. And a lot of the ladies, I think, prayed for me because they felt sorry for me that I've got one lovely daughter. And I was able to use that to say that girls are blessed and I was blessed with my daughter. And having heard the stories of some of the boys, I didn't want boys. So it was quite useful. We then moved on to our second venue, and we felt this was more of a battle. We felt your prayers there, and we needed your prayers. And there were dark times there. We did the same conference, but the work we did was a lot harder, and we had to hold on tight to God's word and to each other, to support each other. We felt the presence of evil there and felt uncomfortable a lot of the time. By the end, I think there were chinks there that the believers were more confident, and those that had come in, I think, probably to try and sort of spoil the conference, were perhaps hearing our words. Even the children there were harsher with each other and with ourselves. Jane and I felt that they weren't laughing with us. They were laughing at us over things. So it was a lot harder work. But the words, the prayers that we used and the singing, I think, supported us, but also gave hope to the people there that were trying to carry on. To finish, really, I have to say we saw miracles. One of which I'd really like to share is Naomi, the lady that we've been praying for here who had a horrible accident. She shouldn't really have been alive at all. She had injuries that in England would be hard to look after, but in India, where she was taken in the back of an auto to a hospital, not lying flat with her head immobilised, and then taken out again, and then taken back again, not compatible with living. But she was alive. She was smiling. She was uncomfortable, but she was alive. And she felt God's presence, and we certainly felt God was with her when we were there praying with her and laughing with her. So I just have to say that India, again, was amazing, but God was with us, and he looked after us, and our friendships were stronger with him and with each other. So thank you for praying for us.